The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. Today for the next few weeks, we're going to be reading, our gospel reading will be from the Gospel of Matthew, as well as our Sunday gospel readings will now go back to Matthew. And Matthew was written around between 80 and 90 AD. It was the same time when the Gospel of Luke was written. And both Luke and Matthew take about 90% what we find in the Gospel of Mark, and it's included in their Gospels because Mark was written in the 70s. And each one of them have their own separate stories that we don't find in the other Gospels. For example, in Matthew, we have the story of the angel appearing to Joseph, the Magi coming to see Jesus, the flight to Egypt. These stories are only unique to the Gospel of Matthew. And in Matthew, he's writing to a community that's mostly Jewish Christians, Christians who were Jews before they became, Christians. So in the Gospel, we see a lot of references Matthew makes to the Old Testament. A lot of times we hear him saying, so that the prophecy of what was said by the prophet Isaiah or Ezekiel or Jeremiah may be fulfilled. Because these are Jewish Christians who are familiar with the Old Testament. They're familiar with the prophets and that they're, prophesying about the coming of the Messiah. In Matthew also, Jesus is presented kind of like a leader as Moses, but much greater than Moses. The Gospel of Matthew, where, the first major teaching of Jesus is the Sermon on the Mount that we read from today. And just like Moses went up the mountain to get the commandments, to get the law, Jesus goes up to the mountain to teach us, to teach his disciples. But the difference is Moses receives the commandments from God. Jesus teaches from himself. He doesn't receive it from God. He's the person delivering the teaching because he's greater than Matthew, he's from Moses. He's greater than a prophet. He's God in human flesh. And in this, Beatitudes, the word beatitude or blessed be is kind of translates to blessed be, but it's a different kind of blessedness. It's not the joy and the happiness that the world tells us. Because all of these situations, we don't see them as really someone being blessed if they're mourning, if they're poor in spirit, if they're being persecuted, if they're thirsty and hunger. But the reason Jesus said, blessed are they, is because what Paul refers us or reminds us of in the first reading. Our God is a God of compassion and encouragement. Jesus says at the end of the Beatitudes that your reward will be great in heaven, and that's true. But even on earth, where when experiencing the hunger, the thirst, the poverty, the loss of a loved one, God is with us to encourage us. God is a God of compassion who feels our pain, who knows our pain. And he doesn't leave us alone to just to reward us in heaven, but he walks with us every step of the way, giving us encouragement and hope so we can endure our difficult times. Paul writes as someone who's endured many afflictions, many, problems, being thrown in jail, being, beaten up by the authorities, yet he remains faithful to his mission, proclaiming the good news. Our response to God's compassion and encouragement and our reward in heaven is to remain faithful to Jesus, to his teaching, to living the Beatitudes.